public event, it appears as though that our responsibility is to do as Jesus asks us to do. It is we then in turn who are going to leave the timing and the results up to God. You pick the time. I like this one sister in the church one time. She made this in a testimony. She said, you know what I realized? I had to get in the passenger seat and say, God, you drive. We were teaching a Bible study not too long ago, and the party that we were having the Bible study with was talking about, I can't wait till next Sunday's church service. Do you know what happened if every one of us said, I can't wait until next service. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. And look, he showed up. So what it is that you are seeking for, what it is you in your life that you desire or what you have been longing for God to do for you. If it's God's will for you, then it's going to happen. Amen. Done deal. But what I'm telling you today is it might not happen under your time schedule, nor in your pre-planned, your preconceived, your pre-arranged idea or manner. Here's one for you. 36 and a half years ago, because it was November, and thank God we're going into the summer and not into the winter. It was in November. My wife and I, we went to church and said, you know what we're going to do? We're wrecking the church service of preaching and all. We're going to shut it down. No, we did not. I went there. I need the Holy Ghost. I'm getting baptized tonight. I don't want to go to the hockey place with H-E in front of it. You know, L-L. I don't want to be lost. And so it was right in song service. We messed up the whole thing. I got the Holy Ghost. She walks to the front. She gets the Holy Ghost. That's a kind of an exciting thing. The preacher didn't even get to preach. But honey, it was one of them get in, get on, get with it, or get run over kind of situations. You know what I'm talking about. It was in God's time. According to the scriptures, we are to be obedient to God and to his word, as it is we who commit ourselves to the task without having to know the when, the why. And when you least expect it, as you trust God for the answer, it'll be you like the 120 who will receive your answer. It'll be in the mail. Right in your heart, he'll deliver it right to you. Hey, God, wait a minute. We haven't sung our third song yet. What are you doing to me right now? Pastor hasn't preached. What are you doing? This is what I chose. You know, you might think it's strange. Well, you know, like I think it was last week we had tongues and interpretation. I think it was at the end of the song service. What do you think you're doing? We didn't get the preaching yet. You go back to heaven. You just wait until we're ready for the tongues and interpretation. God says, it's not your time. It's in my time. It's not when you think. It's when I say. That's just too funny. You know what my mom used to tell me? Mom, what are we having for dinner? Food. Okay. Well, when's it going to be ready? When I tell you it's ready. That's just in the world, folks. When we come to church and say, God, when are you going to do what I'm asking you to do? When I'm ready. When you're ready, yeah, when you least expect it. See, God will be the one at the right time, at the right moment in your life, will be the one to meet you in your miracle, in the need or the desire that's in your heart. He'll meet you right there. I heard of people getting the Holy Ghost in the shower. How could you be? I heard, I almost got the Holy Ghost in the shower one time. Well, I had the Holy Ghost, but I almost got it again. I was out there and my wife was giving me kind of thunder, and I'd been a smart aleck. I didn't realize my pastor came over for a visit. And so I'd been a smart aleck and I was having my shower, and she was in the kitchen and I was hollering out, Prophetess of Doom! Prophetess of Doom! And my pastor came in that shower room where I was, and he stood on the other side of that shower curtain. He goes, hey, what are you talking about? I just woke up the Holy Ghost again and had a heart attack. Well, what's that got to do when you least expect it? The pastor's here for a visit. God shows up. And my poor prophetess of doom, I had to apologize and make things right. I believe that sometimes it's God who likes to bestow, pardon me, upon us the element of surprise. The reason I believe this is because it's God who knows what it is that we need, what it is that we're waiting for you for in view of our requests, as it is you who prays, it is you who tarries. And when you least expect it, church, it's God in that unsuspecting moment who is the one who comes through for you. I didn't expect that. Good. Now, I want to tell you, you know what that's called? That's called real faith. But I say that real faith is that which is found in your having the confidence and the trust and in the unseen assurance that the fact that if you ask for God for something, if you're petitioning Him for something, if you need something in your life, you trust Him. He's going to deliver it. He's going to bring it to pass in His time, maybe when you least expect it. I think all too often in our coming to God and our seeking from God what we desire, it's we in our lives who tend to do what we do is as we come with these, like I said, I want to lay this down really, a preconceived idea of what and when we feel that things should begin to happen. And when they don't happen the way we want them to, when we figure they should, we quit. Oh, he's starting to preach now. He wants to meddle. We quit. Listen, I worshiped in the first song and he didn't touch me. So, I went through the whole song service. I'm not waiting for an altar call. I'm sitting on the service. Yeah. So we have the tendency to give up. We have the tendency to give up just what? Shy of our attaining the answers to your most earnest prayers. See, altar calls, prayer requests, fleeces. It is they don't happen when you plan for them to happen. Many times, hear it now, they happen when you least expect it. And here's the statement. If you would have only had waited, if you waited as you petitioned God in your prayer, if you'd have hung on just a little bit longer, and when you least expected it, in God's time, it would happen. I've seen so many times over the years, people come to church and they're seeking for the Holy Ghost or, you know, whatever it is that they need, and they really give 100%, you know, and pretty soon their heart goes, and it dies. But why don't you just, you know, instead of going to the top of the moon, on a balance and just say, you know what, God? When you're ready, I'll be waiting. I like that attitude. Now! See, you jump because you didn't expect it. When you least expect it, he says, okay, now! You think of the 120 in the upper room. I've heard all kinds of things, and I don't know if history bears it out to the exact time frame. I've heard 6 days, 7 days, 10 days, you know. Dude, excuse the expression, some of us can't wait 15 minutes. You know, I came to church, he didn't touch me, I ain't going back. I prayed for the Holy Ghost last year, and I don't know why I'm not filled with it yet. Have you asked him again? No, he knows what I need. Not asking him again. And then comes that faithful little service when your heart is now starving. You are so thirsty in that barren land and you are hungry for a move of God. And so you come to church and we sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And there you are with your hands up and you're going, wow, man, like this is Oh, How I Love Jesus. We're not talking about when the fire from heaven come down. What's wrong with you? I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. And you know, at the end of a simple song like, Oh, How I Love Jesus, there you are chattering, talking in tongues, and just going at it, and the Holy Ghost just flowing. What do you think you're doing? We didn't sing the offering song yet. I didn't expect it. I wanted it. I didn't expect it. And God says, my time now. I love God for that, you know. Now. Maybe God was testing you. Uh-oh. Wanting to see your level of faith in Him. Or maybe He wants to see, you know, in your desire, how bad do you want it?
Yeah.
You know, how bad do you want it? Okay, I'll quit. All right. Now, I'm not suggesting that God is some kind of a sadistic meanie who lavishes in the fact of your suffering.
I'm not telling you that's what He does.
Grovel! No. However, it's the Word of God that says in the book of Luke, chapter 12 and verse 32, how that it's God's desire is to give you the kingdom, but not always in concern as to where and when it is that you expect it to happen. Your Father's good pleasure to give it to you. Drop. Okay. Now, in concern to your prayers, to your desire to receive from God an answer, in view of your wanting to experience in God in your life a miracle, I believe what God wants us to always to be ready to do is to come expecting Him without coming before Him with the expectation of getting it right then and right there. Did I twist that up, make it confusing? I want the Holy Ghost. I need that healing. I want to be delivered. I'm expecting God to do it, but I want Him to do it right now. Could you imagine we all walked around with our lip hanging out? He didn't do it. Why don't you just praise Him right now and lift up your hands and, okay, fine, I'll do it. You lift up your hands and you start talking in tongues. You lift up your hands and you come out of your seat and you do the Sister Wilson jiggy jig. I didn't expect that. Good. That's what He's got. All right. God knows what you need even before you ask Him. Mm-hmm. God knows why you're here. Yes, He does. God knows what it is that you at this time are going through in your life. And believe it or not, when God feels the time's right, and when God sees how you cease not to petition Him, when God looks at your intensity of your prayers, God's going to answer you. And at the least, God will allow whatever it is in your life that you want to happen, it's going to happen when you least expect it. Wow. See, the Spirit of God moves about us within the sanctuary without your even expecting it. If your heart and mind are in tune with God, it very well may be God who could begin to move upon you in the realm of the supernatural wherein God's miraculous occurs. That's why sometimes, you know what you do? You see on this side of the church, God's moving. On this side of the church, He's not doing too bad. This side of the church, you know, and I'm not pointing at any side. You know, I'm just saying, it's just over here. It's just mundane and kind of going on. But what's happening over here? I'll tell you what. We got our radio frequency with the HG Ghost, the Holy Ghost. And it's tuned right in. And you know what? I'm just plugged into songs. I'm plugged into worship. And God's plugging into you. Acts 2. The Holy Ghost filled all that gathered in the upper room. God didn't just stop with falling upon a few. Hear this now. The Holy Ghost will be poured out in the 120. And as they gathered and they went out into the street, the promise that fell on them, it fell on those that are around them. The congregation, the people that gathered, 3,000 people were baptized in one day. Tell me, honey, that they didn't get the same message. I didn't come to this place. I came for a feast of tabernacle. I came to celebrate the Passover. And I went home with the Holy Ghost. I think it's God that says, you do your part, I'll do mine, and when you least expect it, it'll come. Now, I wonder what you came today expecting. And some of you, what a beautiful... This service goes down in the record of history. Beautiful. But what is it that you need today? What have you been desiring from God? And ask you, Why don't you, through the action of your faith in God, maybe just begin to kind of reach out, to reach up and watch and see what he'll do for you. Well, I gave my all in songs. I came home from youth convention. The guy acted like a crazy man from the beginning to the end. And we sang lots of songs and I worshiped lots. And are you done? No, you're not done. Oh, I thought you were. Oh, I'm tired. Well, glad. I'm glad you do you want a pillow now? No. Do you see? What I'm telling you is this. The outcome of this service and what it is that God does for you, through you, and continues to move through is not going to be something preconceived. It's not going to be something that happens pre-planned. Whatever God wants to do for you, through you, by you, with you, it's in His good pleasure. God will do it. And that when you least expect it. All right. I don't know what you came expecting. What you came not expecting to happen. That's the biggest tool of the enemy. We come to church and we think it's just church. Just church. Pre-service prayer. Song service. Altar call. Denny's Boston Pizza. And bed. No. You need to walk into the service in faith and just begin to reach out. Who knows what God wants to do? Who knows how God wants to use you? Who knows when the Holy Ghost is going to fall? We might not get past pre-service prayer. We almost didn't. Today it's Jesus who can calm your storm as it is He who calls peace be still. Today. Right now, as you're preparing to reach out in faith, as your answer is on the way, as it's your needs, your desires, your petition, that you right now have the opportunity of gaining and getting. All you are responsible for. If you get this little idea, you won't frustrate yourself. You won't become disillusioned. It lies within the necessity of your being willing to wait upon the Lord until He renews your strength. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Just wait. Just wait. I think God's so beautiful. I think He's awesome. Last week, I didn't even get to call altar call. I thought it was terrible. I didn't even get to call altar call. Y'all came up anyhow. Anybody want to come to the altar? Excuse me. I'm trying to invite people to the altar. What are you guys doing on this side over here? That was beautiful. God is so awesome. I didn't expect that. I got a prompt and I got a prime and I got to drag it to the front. As Sister Zotsman comes. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Don't miss it. Verse 52. The Bible declares to us how that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound when you least expect it. And according to Matthew chapter 24 and 36, the word of Jesus, He writes, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels, but my Father only. But that tells me that Jesus is going to come back for His church, not in our time, not according to what we think. He's coming back when we least expect it." Now, I don't know if you're ready to stand or not. But this service is moving into a realm where what you least expect.